California, city of angels, gonna be treasures. Right. I've been preaching this all my life, right, bro? Knock the windows.
Welcome to Randomania podcast, where we select a WrestleMania match
at random
and then we talk about it. Yes, that's right, old wrestling. My name is Brad. Joining me this week, as always, is my brother Matt. I don't have any creative to introduce you, my brother Matt. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well. It's nice to see your face and hear your voice. Yeah, we talked about pre-recording if you were going to correlate us together in some kind of tandem, but failed epically here. So how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Yeah, feeling good, energetic. It's a time change, so I woke up way too early this morning, drank a lot of coffee, ready to go, ready to talk about.
Ready to watch some football.
But before we do that, we're going to watch some old wrestling. We had a match to watch. Matt, what match was that this week?
Hey, we had number 158. It's from WrestleMania 2000, which was the 16th WrestleMania, held on April 2nd. The year 2000, at the Arrowhead Pond in Anaheim, California, in front of 19,776 fans. It's the 12-man Hardcore Battle Royal for the Hardcore Championship.
Yeah, I thought it was 13.
Maybe it is 13, I don't fucking know.
Here's the thing, the reason I know that is because when Taz is coming out, JR says, oh, the 13 is symbolic in his ring wear. Maybe it'll be symbolic of the 13 men in this battle royal, and then Viscera came out. Anyway, so.
Yes, it is 13. I just counted 13. There you go. Sorry, I fucked up.
You fucked up. Yeah, WrestleMania 2000, my least favorite WrestleMania. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the WrestleMania as a whole either. Like, of all the WrestleMania main events, it may be one of my least favorite of all time. The card, as we spoke about last time when we got this match, this card, there's no singles matches on the entire card. It was just like everybody had to be in a tag or triple threat or six-man or four-way or battle royal or some kind of shit. So, not a great WrestleMania, but we are hot here at the height of fandom, though, too. Like, wrestling is super hot, so it's a huge payday. Because everyone's going to get the pay-per-view, so let's get as many guys on the show as possible. Let's get them paid, is what this is. But it's still not a great show. Oh, I would say maybe this match is a bright spot on the card.
Could be. It could be. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I kind of enjoyed it. Spoiler for the end. But it's the era in 2000 where they were still coming up with new ideas that were still pretty good, right? And they were still... There was still enough star power everywhere, like up top, up and down the card. I don't know, one of the stronger rosters they had. This was at an era without Stone Cold, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, he was out for his neck surgery.
Yeah.
And Undertaker.
Right, and no Taker either. But they still had such a strong roster that it didn't even really matter. You know, you had so many stars in the company at this time. And even, like, the fringy guys were popular. You know, everyone was over. So
yeah, I mean, D'Lo Brown was getting a huge pop and selling merch. You know what I mean?
Right,
the
correct.
Fucking Kai's getting a pop. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everybody's kind of over. So, yeah, you're right.
It was hot. It was a hot company, hot business at the time. You know, this match in particular, it came about just, like, mere weeks after Crash Holly had declared that he would defend the Hardcore Championship anytime, anywhere, 24/7.
Accurate, yeah. Back on February 24th, Crash won the Hardcore title, I think, for the first time. I forget who he beat. I wish I had written that down, but I didn't. But yeah, then he declared the 24/7 rule, and he kept getting ambushed by everybody.
Yeah, and it was hilarious. It was a fun little thing that they stuck into the programming every week with what's going on. Or, like, you know, somebody would get beat for the Hardcore title at, like, a fun park or something like that. Or, you know, at the grocery store. The airport. Yeah, get baggage claim. And it was hilarious because, like, what are they going to do this week? It was the fun comedy bit they threw on Raw every week.
And it was a good way to get all those other guys on TV. Anyone that's not in a major storyline or angle can now be involved in chasing for this Hardcore title. And you don't even have to be a hardcore wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, Crash Holly, I wouldn't consider to be a hardcore wrestler in the same vein I would consider, like, I don't know, you know, Rob Van Dam or Sabu or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But it's a good way to get all these guys on television, and it's funny. and creative, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, it's an era, too.
Yeah, and, you know, and it gives an opportunity for tough guys like the APA to beat the shit out of somebody, so.
Yeah, show how big and strong Viscera is and shit like that.
Yeah, it's a sideshow to the characters that they have nothing else to do with right now. But, you know.
And the hardcore stuff was popular. ECW itself was popular. CZW was around. It was popular. Like, it was just a popular genre. WWE, things they're doing here, it's a little scaled down from those indie promotions then, but still, they're bleeding. They're fucking hitting each other with stuff. Like, it's still not, you know, safe, I would say. I don't know.
Yeah, it's sort of like when sparkling waters, like spiked seltzers became popular, then all of a sudden Bud Light seltzer popped up. Well, this is the Bud Light seltzer of hardcore wrestling.
Yes.
That's a pretty good analogy, right?
Perfect fucking analogy.
It just popped in there. Yeah.
Bravo, sir. What just popped in there?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
We use marshmallows out of the fire at Camp Conda. Mr. Stay Puft.
Anyway, so... so the Hardcore Championship, a lot of comedy bits leading up to WrestleMania. I assume a lot of that stuff had probably happened around that. Yeah, so... we get to Mania itself. It's the...
How the people were kind of in this match. This is the group of dudes that were always kind of going after the hardcore title. So, you know, like, there's not everybody, because Midian was kind of involved with some other random people, like, would get involved too. But, like, it was mostly this group of people that were kind of jumping each other all the time. So, that's why they're the 13 people chosen for the Battle Royal.
Interesting that they had Funaki probably running around for the hardcore title, when now they got Tozawa doing the same bit. 20 years later.
Wrestling.
It sure has changed. Shit. Except for Akira Tozawa.
And maybe not as many headshots, which we'll get to in a minute. Yeah, so here's who's in this fucking match, by the way. Coming out in order.
Yeah.
Taz. It's Taz! Viscera. The Mean Street fucking Posse. Joey Abs. Rodney. Pete Gass. Hardcore Holly. Kaientai, who is Taka Michinoku and Sho Funaki, the Headbangers, Mosh and Thrasher, both Acolytes, not yet the APA, Acolytes, Farouk and Bradshaw, and Crash Holly, the champion coming into the match.
There you go, defending champ. Now, before the match, before they all come out, there's actually a segment on WrestleMania where Timmy White is in there with his cool accent, telling
Super
people about...
Boston.
Yeah. Laying down the rules to the participants, but it's not everybody. If I'm not mistaken, it's only like six or seven of them, right?
No,
like
I think everybody was in there.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, everybody was in there.
Okay.
Taz is sitting at the table looking all mean. Yeah. The Headbangers are at the table. Kaientai's standing up. Crash is standing next to the ref. Viscera's kind of off behind him. Yeah, they're all there.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll just cordial enough to just hang out in a room together and get the rules read to them when they're about to go beat the living shit out of each other for 15 minutes. Guaranteed 15 minutes of carnage.
Guaranteed 15 minutes. Yeah, it was. But I was still entertained. That's when they talked about the rules, and that here are the rules, by the way. You want to go over them?
Go ahead. I don't know.
So the rules are that it's a 15-minute time limit. So once the bell starts, they start fighting. The hardcore title could change hands as many times as possible within that 15 minutes. Whoever's the champion when the 15 minutes ends is like leaves the match as the hardcore champion, like till tomorrow.
Until whenever.
That sound right?
Well, they also said this is where we put the end to the 24/7 rule by doing this tonight. So I think I know they didn't, but that's what they said. This is the conclusion of your crazy 24/7 rule. This is what we're going to do tonight. These are the rules. So that obviously didn't come to fruition, but I thought I definitely heard him say that.
All right, Crash, the 24/7 hold on that hardcore title is over tonight right here at WrestleMania as you put the belt up in a hardcore battle royal.
Maybe you did, and well, just, yeah, because that doesn't happen. Because after this, like, this is how guys like Raven and Stevie Richards are like 23-time champion and 27-time champion.
Correct. This, and also, we've had the hardcore
R-Truth
battle royal from the next WrestleMania, did we not? No. Did we talk about one of these already? We talked about a hardcore match, though, 23. And I played everyone's music on the episode.
Oh, yeah. It was 18.
18. When he runs through the boxes with the forklift and
shit? Yeah, that was with Goldust and fucking Maven and Christian and Molly and Hurricane.
Yeah, so, So that was 2 years later, they're still doing it, at least. So, you know.
Oh, wait! Does that mean that every time there's a title change in this match?
Yeah, there's lots of music coming.
Fuck yeah! All right, let's get to it.
I had a thought, though. I was like, what if we played the music for the length of the time they held the belt? But then I realized we were listening to like 4 minutes of Viscera music at some point.
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over again.
That's not good at all. So.
So anyway, yeah, Timmy White is one of the referees out here. I think he's the one that counts the most three counts. But Jimmy Corderas is running around out there, too. And I think there may be others that I missed. Jack Doan or some shit. But JR and the King on headset, which is classic. There's some classic... both of them throughout this whole match, and I'll try to get to them as I remember them. But even
yeah,
we already talked about 1 point Viscera wins, and then he's holding it for a while.
Yeah.
So JR's like, if you had Viscera in your office pool,
focusing on Viscera, that's not good for you folks scoring at home that had Viscera in your office pool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What the?
Yeah.
It's so dumb, but it's so great. Goddamn, Jim Ross.
That popped both me and my wife. We both think of it. So good on you.
It's just the way he says it. And it's like such a dicky, like, why the fuck am I saying this?
Yep. There are several points during this match where I'm just thinking about JR's commentary and how many great matches with the emotion that he can evoke for every one of these great wrestling matches. He's like, oh, another cookie sheet shot to the head.
Yeah, he's stuck to this. Stuck with... having to call this shit. He's like, man, I called Flair Steamboat, goddammit. I don't need this.
So another...
Can't wait to call the Cat and Terry later. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. You know, whatever the fans want, right? I suppose. fans are into every one of those shots. Oh. They're into all of them, so...
There's tons of oohs and ohs. But yeah, even like when everybody comes out, Taz gets a pretty good reaction. Fucking Kaintai gets a little mini pop, right?
Yeah, they sure do. Well, they were kind of
Acolytes get the biggest pop, I'd say, besides Crash.
Yeah. It helps to be the second match of the card as well. One person sure. I want to talk about here that's in this match that I thought was interesting is Taz. So, Taz debuts in January at the Royal Rumble at Madison Square Garden to a massive ovation to a great fanfare against Kurt Angle, right? Does he even beat Kurt Angle?
He does.
Ends Kurt Angle's...
chokes him out.
Ends Kurt Angle's undefeated streak. Chokes him out in the middle of the ring. Here's the next big thing coming to WWF, Taz with two Z's. I bought a shirt.
Same.
Yeah, I had the one. It was raised. It was cool.
Yeah, the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have it.
Got it at WWF New York. Now, for whatever reason, he's in the Hardcore Battle Royal with all these other, you know, jobbers, like 2 months later. And it's like, what happened? What happened?
What I've heard is that somebody complained that he was not safe.
Ooh.
And that he was dangerous in the ring. And that they didn't want to work with Taz anymore because they didn't want to get hurt. I don't know if it was Kurt Angle. I can't say it was or it wasn't. But that really fucked Taz up for his initial push.
That sucks.
Yeah, and then... He got hurt his neck real bad. Has already been hurt, really fucked his neck up, and then couldn't do much anything after that. Remember, he teamed with like Spike and shit.
Yeah,
it's because he couldn't do anything. So I don't know, but early on I heard that the rumor was he was dangerous and nobody wanted to work with him, so they had to still do something with him, and here it is.
Yeah, but
I don't think Taz was unsafe. No, I'm not a wrestler. I don't take bumps. I've never had an encounter with Taz, but I don't ever thought that he was like unsafe in the ring.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more guys that are a lot more unsafe than he ever would be, like a Dino Bravo or a fucking Seth Rollins. Sorry. Dino Bravo always comes to mind. Anyway, I don't know. So that's poor Taz.
Yeah, that sucks.
Can I talk about somebody else real quick?
Yeah, bring it up.
Mean Street Posse.
Right.
We're never going to get to talk about them again. This is their only WrestleMania match. They do have WrestleMania appearances because they do run into the previous year. But two of the three guys here, Rodney and Pete Gass, are legit Shane McMahon's childhood friends.
Yeah, I really love that fact.
Legit friends, went to high school with them, played football with them.
This is the beginning era of, you know, learning things about wrestling on the internet, too. So I think I knew that from the internet, that it was a fact thing, that they really were Shane's childhood friends, then obviously Joey Abs wasn't, but...
Yeah, he's a trained worker. He had wrestled. They just needed to have a guy in there that looked like him, young enough, and could take bumps.
Right, that could actually work, for sure. Like, these guys clearly had been trained on take bumps, because they do it a lot. The Mean Street Posse's existence was to get their ass whooped.
But they did it very well.
Yes, they did.
That's the other thing I wanted to bring up about them. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it goes back to, I've always appreciated guys that look good getting their ass whooped. That's kind of like guys I liked. In the Mean Street Posse, remember me and my friend Chris, shout out Chris Wright, were huge fans of the Mean Street Posse. We loved the whole shtick, the whole gimmick. You know, you were with us too.
I bought a sweater vest.
We all had sweater vests.
Yes.
Because it was such a stupid thing. Like, oh yeah, yep. The mean streets of Greenwich, Connecticut, you know what I mean? But they got their ass whooped, rightfully so, but it was entertaining as hell.
And by all accounts, from everything I've seen and read, nice guys,
yeah,
super humble, never bitched,
yeah,
knew what their role was, were just happy to be there, like, super respectful, like, nobody, you know, like, there's bullies where Miz can't go in the fucking locker room. Shit didn't happen with Joey Abs, you know, or not Joey Abs, Pete Gass and shit. Now, it probably helps that you're friends with the boss's kid. That, you know, no one's going to razz that dude. But they also, just, like,
kicking Pete that Gass beehive.
Pete Gass is still friends with, like, Edge and Christian and the Hardys. Like, they're still cool. Pete Gass has a book.
Wow.
And I heard him on Jericho's or somebody's podcast. Like, nobody hates these dudes.
Yeah.
So I said something about him, and I just wanted to bring him up because we'll never get to talk about him again.
Yeah. I am a fan, and I also love their music, and you're going to get to hear it at least twice during this show.
The Headbangers are kind of back here, too. They had been out for a while. Remember, they tried the whole Chaz thing with Mosh?
Yes.
And then he was Beaver Cleavage before
Beaver
that.
Beaver Cleavage, yeah.
So he was a headbanger. They came in like 90, late 96. And then Thrasher hadn't.
What about the Flying Nuns? Weren't they them?
They were the Flying Nuns on Shotgun Saturday Night before that, too. That was 97.
Yeah.
So I guess it was 97. But I know Chaz Warrington had been a jobber and lost when they do an old Raw matches and shit. You can Google that shit, too. And Glenn Ruth, too. Both of them. Anyhow, Thrasher tears ACL, and they gave Mosh, his real-life girlfriend, the Beaver Cleavage kind of weird incest fucking gimmick. That didn't work out at all.
No.
Then they made him just simply Chaz, where he had, like, smiley face boxers.
I loved Chaz's music. Chaz's music. It has great music.
Chaz's music.
I'll play it right here. Yeah, it was really good. And then he was also on one of the... He was a selectable, playable character on one of the N64 games.
I believe it's the WrestleMania 2000 game.
Yeah.
Yep, it was an alternate gear for Mosh.
Could you also be Meat on that game?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. There's a whole bunch. I love that game. Still play it from time to time. Anyhow... They're back here. Thrasher had tore his ACL. So, Mosh, that shit didn't work out. And then they came back as the Bangers. And then something happened with Thrasher again, because then Chaz was in a tag team with D'Lo. They were Lowdown. Remember that?
I do.
Who was their manager?
Terry?
No.
I don't know that.
Tiger Ali Singh.
Holy shit. Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Woohoo! I bring up shit that you don't know. We should probably talk about this match.
Sure, they hit each other with a lot of shit.
That's shitty, because that was going to be my exact line. But none more brutal than the goddamn box fan.
Yeah, the box fan, which they keep bringing back up. Everybody got a box fan shot. And that thing, as me and my wife were watching it, commented, definitely hurt.
That's got to fucking hurt. Because think of who the first two dudes that took a shot with that box fan were. Pete Gass and Crash. And who are the two guys bleeding like stuck fucking pigs?
Yeah.
Pete Gass and Crash.
Yeah. Yeah, Crash was bleeding first. First blood, he's out. But there is a lot of title changes in this match, and I think we should cover one of them, because it kind of happens pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Right away, yeah. They get going, and Taz does a beautiful suplex on a Crash, and then fucking pins him. And by the way, Taz is your new hardcore champion.
Yeah, so congratulations, Taz, on becoming the new hardcore champion, and Crash Holly.
You're fired.
So then he has the belt for like a minute, and he gets outside the ring, and like Viscera flattens him and pins him on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, just like that. Like you like a splash and a pin, and yeah. We got a new, and then we have a new hardcore champion.
Yeah, so
Viscera.
Yeah, congratulations, Viscera, winning the hardcore championship. I'm like, I should do this every time. How many are there? They're like 30.
Just congratulate the winner and then go to it.
Congratulate Viscera. Taz, you're fired. Okay, then, so Viscera's got...
This is when all the fan shots here start coming in after this, though,
too. Yes, that's when it starts to get really... starts to get bloody.
And, you know, you only got one camera view, but you can hear people just getting hit and waylaid with shit everywhere in the background.
Yeah.
And, like, you just hear an oohs and ahs and woes.
Yeah,
you just hear... And laughter from everywhere. Yeah, you only see... Yeah, and it's everywhere. And I was laughing my ass off and, like... This morning, again, watching it, just like being, this is great. I love this. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think I love this match.
Every part of it is funny.
They just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And none of it is really too, like, going to fuck them up for long term, really, because they're not hitting each other with chairs.
No.
They're cookie sheets. Motherfucker, we hit each other with cookie sheets.
I'll say this about that cookie sheet that was being worn out, if you notice how durable it was. I have that same style of cookie sheet. It's like one of those like professional ones, and that's pretty thick. That thing hurt.
It hurt.
Didn't really give too much. Like
So the first guy got hurt real bad with it.
Yeah.
And the fifth guy, maybe not as bad.
Could be. I mean, it was starting to bend, but it wasn't like... You know, like, some of those cookie sheets, when they hit them, it's done, one and done, because it's bent over their head.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah, those cheap ones. But this is, like, one of those good, like, $15 ones, you know? I don't know what they cost. But
can we talk about how bloody, though, Pete Gass is?
Yeah, Pete Gass got busted open badly, and is a little gross. He was getting like punched.
Almost too much.
Late in the match, I think Hardcore Holly was laying in some punches to him. And
trying to open them up, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Making it worse. And I was like, that's fucking nasty, man.
That's a Hardcore Holly fucking thing to do.
Yeah. It's just potatoing the dude. but anyway, everyone in this match hits hard. Like everyone that... So it's guys that are known for getting their ass kicked. Kai and Tai and the Mean Street Posse. Against guys who whoop everyone's ass. Like the Acolytes.
Taz, Viscera. Acolytes. Hardcore Holly.
Hardcore Holly. Yeah, and then Crash, who also gets his ass kicked. So it's like the haves and the have-nots going at it. But everyone gets their shots. I don't care. Like, I don't know. Bradshaw took a few, but...
Bradshaw took a big hit. Remember the nice little moment where Bradshaw's just hitting everybody, going around ringside, just wailing. Everybody, the crowd gets into it. And he turns around into a big shot from Taz with one of those heavy duty fucking cookie sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bradshaw got his too. Like, even Kaintai. Like, Kaintai fucking dies, by the way. When they get fucking dominated and the, like, fucking powerbomb, the words I wrote down on my notes were Kaintai dies. So they still get their little comeuppance because Viscera, for some dumb fucking reason, climbs to the top rope, gets a big, big spot where he gets slammed into the ring by the Acolytes, and then they pull fucking Kaintai on top of Viscera, and we have a new hardcore champion, and it's fucking Funaki.
Yeah. So congratulations, Funaki, on winning the hardcore title, and Viscera.
You're right.
Oh, yeah,
Kaintai, fucking Taka. Did you laugh when Taka then hits Funaki?
Yeah, he's like, hey, what the hell? And he hit him. The moment I wanted to touch on slightly before we jumped ahead of light a little bit, there's a moment where Viscera lays out everybody and he holds the cookie sheet up in the air and everyone cheers. I was like, well, there's Viscera's WrestleMania moment. There it was.
Yeah, that's really it is, too, because I think he only has one other WrestleMania match. And I think it's with Men on a Mission from like WrestleMania 10 against the Quebecers. So, you know. Good job, him. So, you got it. But yeah, fucking Taka, he's all happy for Funaki, and then he hits him and chases him, and now we're going backstage.
Yeah, he runs.
We knew it had to happen.
Yeah, Taka runs. Not Taka, but Funaki, new champ, runs away, and Taka's chasing him, and everybody's chasing him. Yeah, they end up...
Now we're backstage.
Yeah. And there's a... what is it? Somebody gets... What happens then?
Well, Joey Abs and Rodney start beating up on Funaki and Taka, and they throw Funaki into the barricade, and Rodney pins Funaki. Rodney's your hardcore champion.
Yeah. Congratulations, Rodney, on winning the hardcore title.
Did you forget?
Funaki, you're fired.
You forgot. But now the posse guys fight each other too. And you hear Rodney yell, "Gas, I won!" right before Rodney fucking hits him. And then Rodney gives him a fucking, like a really nice gut wrench suplex. Like super solid. And fucking Joey Abs wins the hardcore title.
Yeah, so congratulations, Joey Abs, winning the hardcore title. And Rodney.
You're fine. No.
Slightly touch on Rodney for a second while we take a breather for the match. He was taking some cookie sheet shots that were directly to the face over and over and fucking over in this match.
Oh, man, there's so many headshots and face shots and shit.
But I think like, Rodney caught more directly to the face than anybody. Like, everyone was going for the top of the head and missed and just caught him right in the face over and over. So, anyway, Joey Abs is his champ.
He gets hit by a cart. Thrasher has this big fucking like tool cart or something. Runs it right into Joey Abs' gut.
That's right.
Runs him into the fucking door. And then Thrasher pins fucking Joey. And Thrasher's a hardcore champ.
Yeah, so congratulations, Thrasher, and win the hardcore championship. Joey Abs, you're fired. That's right. So Thrasher gets, he takes it, no, Mosh jumps him, doesn't he?
Yeah, fucking, no, in the true fashion of the match, fucking Mosh, Thrasher's partner, attacks Thrasher, hits him with a pipe.
Yeah, literally every alliance has been destroyed at this point.
Yeah, but now they're kind of starting to head back out towards the ring area, right? I think he's kind of bailing to go out towards the ring.
He is, but Taz intercepts him, and Taz does something, doesn't he? Didn't Taz win it here?
Yeah, he does. He hits him with a 2x5. Oh, they go back out yet. Oh, we have one. No, we have a little bit more. I just want to bring something up. When they're backstage, you notice there's just people, like, just standing around.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, everything's safe here. We're fine.
It's just dudes, like, you know, just hanging by a door.
Yeah.
It's like, guys just with his arms crossed, like, oh, this, yep, that's just fucking, this is happening here.
This is happening.
This is what I do for a living. Anyway, don't know who that guy was, but no excitement from that motherfucker. No, we come out to the aisleway because Pete Gass is now fighting with Thrasher, and Pete Gass has a fire extinguisher.
That's right, the fire extinguisher. And he hits him with it, and it goes off.
And hits him with the fire extinguisher, and it goes off. Pete Gass pins Thrasher. We have a new hardcore championship.
Congratulations, Pete Gass, on winning the hardcore championship at WrestleMania 2000.
Shorter clip than the last two.
Thrasher, you're fired. Pete Gas champ, bleeding all over like a stuck pig. Bob Holly catches up to him, if I recall correctly. And that's when he starts waylaying him and starts busting him open even more.
Taz does pin and win again. I forgot who he pins. It must be Pete Gas, but Taz does win the hardcore championship again in this match.
Yeah. Congratulations, Taz, on winning the hardcore title. Don't remember it. If you guys are fired.
We don't even have to fucking play the music.
Yeah, let's move on. Anyway.
Anyway. But now Taz and Holly are in the ring. And they're kind of... We're kind of down to like the Hollies and Taz at this point.
Yeah, the clock, by the way, dwindling. We're down to under a minute, I believe, when they're back in the ring at this point.
Well, I think when the Taz wins that second time, they're at like 3 minutes.
That might
be.
There's
some more battling outside the ring, but eventually
this is true. This is what I remember thinking. Okay, they're ahead of their time because they start doing stuff that's obviously time killing. He does like a single leg takedown, and like there's like a power slam in there. There's some suplexes in there, and they just start. Bob Holly and Taz start doing wrestling moves.
Yeah, and Taz like tries to pin Holly a couple times. Like they're just, I think like they're just.
Taz was champion and tried to pin Crash Holly twice.
Twice. Hey, JR covered up for him. I think Taz took some damage there in his match. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, he took like 17 headshots from Viscera.
Yeah, he's like, well, it's just instinct of his to just try to go for those covers there. Well, sure.
At one point, they got the trash can lid, and they're waylaying it, and then the top, the inside top of the trash can lid is just full of fucking blood.
I did notice that somebody
from Crash
smacked somebody who was bleeding right in front of somebody who was wearing a white Devil's jersey, and I bet you they got blood all over it.
Blood on the jersey.
I bet.
I'd be pissed. Yeah. Now, Crash Holly pins Taz.
Yeah.
30 seconds left.
Right. So Taz doesn't take too kindly to that, and he slaps on the Kata Hajime, the Taz mission.
Illegal choke. It's always an illegal choke, ref. Check that choke.
Yep.
Yeah, Taz has Crash, and he's waiting, trying to get Crash to pass out or tap out before the time goes out so he can be the hardcore champion. And here comes fucking Hardcore Holly from outside the ring with a goddamn JR's candy jar. And I think it's a real fucking cookie jar? Candy jar?
It looked like it, but it also...
And fucking waylays Crash, who's in the sleeper hold.
Yeah.
Glass and candy go fucking everywhere, like in Taz's face, into the crowd, in the ring.
Yeah, it exploded like I've never seen anything explode.
And the crowd does a huge O.
Yeah.
And then Hardcore Holly goes to pin Crash.
Mm-hmm.
Tim White's the referee.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck happened?
One, two, it doesn't kick out. There's still like 1 second on the clock. Then the timer expires. Timmy White waves it off as if he kicked out, but he didn't. They call it on the commentary as if he kicked out, but he didn't. Yeah, I think he got the shoulder up, he said, but he didn't move. He didn't even move at all. So then they're like, wait, what the hell just happened? Then Fink gets on the mic, says,
ladies and gentlemen, the WWF Hardcore Champion, Hardcore Holly.
What?
Like he didn't know what? Himself.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know himself.
And somebody's saying, say hardcore,
you can see it. You can see it in Tim White's face, like, oh, I fucked up.
Fuck, yeah.
You right can away. See it in Holly Hardcore's face.
Yep.
What the fuck happened?
Yep.
You can hear it from JR and King that fucked up.
Yep.
And Crash is outside the ring thinking he won because I think he was supposed to. What I think was supposed to happen was the time was supposed to expire before the three count.
Yeah, and he got a bad countdown probably in his ear from what was actually the countdown. Mm-hmm. That's my thinking too, is that he was just...
I think it was supposed to be one, two, and the buzzer was supposed to go off before three came.
Yep. But
that's why he held up the three count.
Yep.
That's why Crash did not kick out. That's why Crash thought he won.
Yep.
So not really Tim White's fault. It's whoever's in his fucking ear.
It's a clock management situation. It's kinda, tough.
Kind of hurts the match.
It really, really, really hurts the match. So anyway, they go get the belt from Crash. He looks distraught, and they give it to Hardcore, and he celebrates in the ring as if nothing was wrong, but Hardcore is professional. So congratulations. I'll say that at
Hardcore
the end.
Hardcore Holly.
To Hardcore Holly. He won the damn Hardcore title accidentally.
Yeah, And he, I don't really know much of what happens after this. Like, these guys just all just keep fighting each other. I want to say Hardcore even loses it on Raw the next fucking day.
He does.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So there you go. That's how they right their wrong. They give it to the guy that was supposed to have it. Right back to Crash. Problem solved.
Yeah.
So, and they keep the, and then maybe they did end the 24/7 thing. I did not look into that. But nonetheless, it doesn't end because they bring it back. And like I said before, like, a lot of guys get involved in the 24/7 stuff, right? Like, at one point, one of Godfather's hoes. Wins the title. She was actually a wrestler. I forget her name at the top of my head, but like Jack Doan, one of the referees, tries to win it at one point. Like Raven is like a 27-time champ. Like there's weird people that have won the Hardcore title though with that 24/7 rule. Can you name a couple? I got one at the top of my head that stands out huge, higher than the rest.
I think Vince was a Hardcore champ once.
He may have been. Undertaker.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Don't remember
I want to say Big Show maybe too, but Taker for sure. Weird, right? So
Big Show seems right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Big Show. But weird though, right? They kept doing it. And then they tried to make that 24/7 title in WWE kind of be like these type of skits without the violence.
And with less people. Yeah, this doesn't have to be hardcore. It's just 24/7. The idea of having a belt that could be competed for 24 hours a day, anytime, anywhere, is entertaining.
Yeah, gets more people on TV, gets more people to have some comedic things.
It doesn't need like the hardcore element.
Like that guy Reginald running around now, who's definitely a fucking great athlete, gives him an opportunity to be on TV.
Yeah. Even if he can't really wrestle, but he can flip, damn it.
He can flip, yeah. Anyway.
He was on TikTok for a minute and everyone loved it, so now he's going to be on TV for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow. All right, hey, rate this motherfucker.
I will rate this thing. I'm going to give it a 2.5. This is an entertaining entertaining match right down the middle. The ending sucks ass, but it wasn't their fault. It was just botched. You fucked up situation. But it was entertaining. It was bloody. It was 2000-y. It was peak gas. It's a sweet 2000 sideburns going. I really appreciate it. I don't know. Maybe 2.5 seems high. I'm thinking about it now. What else I've given 2.5? And that seems like a much. So maybe I'll go 2. It's a 2, but like a strong 2. We'll go that. What about you?
I almost went 3.5.
Really?
Yeah. That's not that good. I'm doing a 3, but way closer to like 3.5 than you'd think. And I'm going to try to explain why.
Okay.
So I love Howard Finkel.
Sure.
The first thing you hear, the following contest is a 13-man battle royal for the... And he does the whole spiel for the WWF. Hardcore champion. And it's just beautiful. I like that it's a lot of wrestlers, what we liked back in the day. Like, obviously, we're Taz fans. We bought shirts. We're APA fans. I bought an APA shirt. We were Headbangers fans. You were one for Halloween. We're Holly fans. We don't talk about how great Crash Holly is coming out with the scale.
The super heavyweight,
pounds.
Right?
Super heavyweight thing. He's 400 pounds. Like, little shit like that. The King, JR. Mm-hmm. I watched it. I was with you. I was at a 2. And then I watched it again today with a not critical eye. And I fucking given it a 3. Almost 3.5. I don't know. It was fun. There's a lot worse WrestleMania matches out there.
Like, that's what I'm thinking
bored.
Too.
I'm not bored. Sweet seeing Kintai out there. Like, fucking Sho Funaki still works for that fucking company.
Indeed.
Awesome. I don't know. It's 3, but it's just almost 3.5 for me, but it's weird. I know. It's weird.
That's pretty high. But yeah, I was like 2.5, but more like 2, but closer to 2.5, but more like 2. Because it's
we're not always going to agree.
Yeah. It still had the bad ending, and it was really just a lot of dudes getting hit with the head.
Excuse me. The ending really does fucking suck.
Yeah.
The ending really almost screws it up.
But
it's a memorable thing.
I guess so. It is. You know, and there's just a lot of, like, the burial of Taz, and it's like, but Taz is in it, and Taz does cool stuff in it. So.
Does well. He wins it twice in that time.
Yeah. So it's
good. Still doing all them suplexes to crash in the beginning of the match. It's vintage Taz.
Yep. So
hey, we got to pick one for next time.
Oh my God, we do. We're going to pick a match for next week.
Hey, while we're getting our stuff ready, I'd like to ask you to go over to Facebook. Give us a follow or like, or comment, whatever you want to be, at Random Mania Podcast. We are on Instagram, at Random Mania Podcast. We are on Twitter, at Random Mania Pod. Twitter is not used as much. Instagram is the place to be, folks. I got a couple new ones for you. And I got a whole new theme I think we're going to do next, bud. Maybe we can corroborate on it. I'm thinking we can do our favorite entrance musics.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. One of mine is Chaz.
So every couple days, send me a screenshot of what you think it might be. So anyway, all right, we're going to pick a match between 0 and 372. If we get 0, we pick whatever the hell we want. There are 372 WrestleMania matches on the main card. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
318.
318. That's pretty new.
Yeah, I don't know how new.
That is... Alexa Bliss versus Naomi versus Natalya versus Becky Lynch versus Carmella versus Mickie James for WrestleMania 33.
I couldn't find any songs that match your request.
Alexa!
That's staying in. WrestleMania 33, I think I know who wins this.
I do not.
I'm this pretty sure even, I do.
It's
this
crazy.
Is for like, I think this is for the SmackDown Women's title.
Is it? Or is it? I guess.
I think there's another match on this card that's for the Raw Women's title.
Yeah. Where are the Becky Lynch's in this?
There is, because it was a 4-way for the women's and a 6-way, or a 4-way for the Raw and a 6-way for... You say Becky Lynch. Yeah. Mickie James.
Yeah.
Cool, well, this could be good. Yeah. I hope it's not one of those weird rushed matches, because it's like right between those main events.
Yeah. I can't remember. I don't know. That's great. That's why we do the show. Anyway.
Exactly. Sweet.
Speaking of this episode, it's fucking over. So, I want to congratulate a whole lot of people. But most importantly, yeah. Most importantly, once it's all said and done, apparently I'm congratulating Bob Holly. Hardcore Holly, you ended up accidentally winning the Hardcore title at WrestleMania. And God damn it, that's impressive. And unfortunately, the other 12 competitors in this whole thing.
Could we maybe the referee too? Maybe the referee.
And Tim White. With him,
and whoever was talking to him, probably Bruce Pritchard.
And Bruce Pritchard probably.
You're all fucking fools!